From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. What seemed to be the biggest television news over the long weekend didn't really have a lot to do with television as we've come to know it. Everybody was instead talking about Netflix, the media streaming company's exclusive fourth season of the cult comedy TV show Arrested Development debuted on Sunday. But while cable companies seem to get more competition like Netflix all the time, they're still better than ever at bringing in the cash. And the most recent earnings from big cable providers prove it. Derek Thompson is business editor at The Atlantic.
So you look at these cable companies. Comcast saw operating income increase by 11.2% in the first quarter of this year. Time Warner Cable, which is the second biggest cable company, saw their operating income increase by 2.1%. It is true that the cable companies have lost paid TV subscribers. But the reason why they're still doing well, the reason why their earnings reports quarter after quarter show profits, often increasing profits, is that the cable guys aren't just in the business of selling you TV. They're also in the business of selling you internet. Some people buy phone from them. And so they've managed to sort of blanket or cover over the losses they've had in falling TV subscribers by selling us basically entertainment or communications.
What does this suggest about the future of the industry?
Well, there's two things that are happening. On the one hand, you are seeing falling pay TV subscribers. I think for all the cable companies, pay TV subscribers peaked in around 1999, 2000. But since the late 1990s, they've added more than 45 million high-speed internet customers. So they're basically selling people up. They're either increasing the price for the cable TV subscription, or they're also getting these people to buy internet and phone service. So they've managed essentially to wire at the same time that they are being attacked from all sides in the pay TV industry, they're also broadening into internet and communications. And so that's sort of allowed them to paper over the losses just in TV.
Derek Thompson is business editor at The Atlantic. Derek, thank you very much.
Thank you.